Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
That's what's up.
All right, welcome to the Buzz 24-7. Now, you may be listening to this, you know, this is after the show, but this is happening in our time, in real time, as William Shatner is about to blast off into space. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but they are not, they're now walking down.
And here they go.
They're walking down the gangplank. Is that what you call it, the gangplank?
This is so weird.
Why is it weird, dude?
Because it's, think about the day of when you know, the space shuttle would go off. To me, that they drove up in two vehicles, Greg, and it was like there was nobody around.
Because
nobody,
everybody's doing it now.
Well, so there's nobody there because it's a private company. It's a 10-minute look. This is a lot of buildup for a 10-minute long flight.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So I would love to do. I'll throw up.
I wonder if he's scared at all. Like, he's going to go in a friggin' rocket. It's going to blast off.
He's a captain. And what a captain cannot look scared. Look at the guy videotaping. Long hair, dude.
I know.
This is the best.
This is Captain Kirk. He's shitting his pants. So the thing is, as I'm watching now, Bill is 90 years old. Okay, who was on with us just a couple of weeks ago, and it was, I think it was his best appearance on our show. It was the most human that we've ever had.
Yep.
You know,
Tom told him to be nice to you.
Well, no, Tom. Who is good friends with him, said, these are friends of mine. And then William dropped the veneer, you know what I mean? Because he's done a billion interviews and a million people have asked about Star Trek. And it's a little intimidating when you're interviewing Bill Shatner.
Yeah,
because
you're still going to ask him some Star Trek.
Yeah. But he doesn't suffer fools. I've said that before. But he was so relaxed and normal. And we joked about Tom. And it was just, like, I think we finally got a chance to see the real William Shatner.
Yes.
In our last interview. And it's on the podcast page. You can go find it. But he is now climbing into Blue Origin, which is the penis-shaped space rocket.
Coordinated. You practice this.
I don't like, you know, just doing this stuff live. I get nervous.
What are you nervous about?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that could go wrong, and I don't want it to go wrong. He's 90 years old. He's not a small man. I think that is right. As I could say that. He's 90 years old. I mean, you know, you'd be looking out for him, taking care of him.
Absolutely.
You know, Tom went over his house, it was probably a year ago, and they were going to do something. They were trying to go outside and fix something at the ranch, and Tom said, oh, you're favoring your right arm. What happened? 90 years old. He goes, the horse threw me the other day. It's a little tender. 90 years old. My mom went to change the channel on the my grandmother went to change the channel on the TV, threw her hip out. He gets tossed from a horse, lands on the ground, and just his shoulders a little
tender.
Yeah,
I sneezed doing laundry. I had to go to the hospital.
Dude, that's the worst. I threw my back out brushing my teeth.
Yep.
You know,
there
I
was.
Embarrassing. Standing there in my underwear, Kelly, in front of the mirror. Yep. And I went to turn, and down I went. I actually made that noise. So, it's brutal.
I just had a pulled muscle in my jaw. It was affecting me for 20 minutes. I was
I do? Usually it happens eating a whoopie pie.
Yeah.
You can open your mouth too big.
Yeah.
The weirdest.
What is that? What is that? Oh, my God.
The weirdest injury you ever had, Laura. You can hear that. That is the live stream behind us of the rocket ship. What is the weirdest injury you ever had? Scotty's. I think I know what Scotty's was.
I mean, I get so many. Like, I just have a lot of bumps and bruises, and, you know, my shin is a mess right now because the last time I went camping, we have, like, the normal stair that's attached to your camper, but I always put one of those little mini step stairs because it's too high.
Right.
And it wasn't locked in all the way. The stair collapsed, and I got my shin right on the camper metal. It hurt so bad, and it's still bruised.
I'm sure.
But, yeah, mostly just concussions, and I think...
Okay.
Nothing too abnormal.
Okay.
Just just how I get them is abnormal.
I just read something about women who get who had several concussions die quicker. They die earlier. So be careful. Let's not have any more concussions.
Thank you for everything.
Okay? No more concussions.
Okay.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Weirdest injury, Scotty.
I pinched my testicle.
With your hand?
Yeah, well, how did you do it, though?
I slipped on my mom and dad's back deck because it was pressure treated, and it was ahead, and one leg kind of went, you know, this way, and the other leg went over it, and I pinched a testicle.
So you basically were doing a split on the stairs, and you landed on it and pinched it.
And my nut was like in between.
Did it blow up, like it swell up, and like, you know what I mean?
Probably, it increased in size a tad bit. It wasn't gigantic.
Yeah.
And stuff, and it's called a hydrocele. If anything like traumatic happens to that part of the area.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
My buddy got poison ivy on his testicle. And one testicle...
Is that the buddy we all know?
Yeah. One testicle blew up to be the size of... larger than a softball.
Jesus
and
Christ.
All his wife,
capitalize on that.
All his wife would do was laugh and say, please let me take a picture of it.
No.
That's what it was. Women have no empathy. When they're injured, we have to be like, But when we're injured, it's like, suck it up, buttercup. You know?
Yeah, Kelly. I knew a woman who was water skiing, fell down just right... shot of water right up in her vagina. Like,
what?
And like, well,
Must have hurt. Yes, yeah, I'm sure. Yep. I can't even think about it. I know a guy while he was water skiing, wiped out, took off, he had all new hair plugs. Gone. The guy came up from underwater, all the hair plugs. No. Swear to God, true story. Can you imagine? You're like, you're feeling
story,
all, you're feeling all like manly and
that
stuff.
That story
like,
just made my day.
I got my new hair plugs, and he gets up and he goes, yeah, and he goes to shake his hair off.
It's gone.
And it's all
it's
gone.
All like in the water.
Like a dead animal in the water.
Oh my God.
Like a dead animal in the water.
Oh my God.
There's hair everywhere.
Best story.
I'm like, aren't those tied off in knots? I don't get how that happens. True story, swear to God.
Oh my God, hilarious.
I laughed for weeks. Kelly, weirdest injury you've ever had.
It wasn't as bad as Roadkill's testicle thing, but it did involve the testicle. I told you, when I was playing doubles in tennis, the other guy was serving, I was at the net.
Right.
And his serve hit me right in a testicle.
Yeah.
I'm there waiting for the serve, and all of a sudden, the worst pain in my life.
So he was
dropped me like a stone.
So did you even see it? Did you even
no,
move
I didn't
to
see it. Just all of a sudden, boom!
Oh, Jesus!
And I dropped. Like, how? Why?
Yeah, right.
But I bounced back. I didn't get the pinch.
I got it.
I can't
bounce
even.
Back.
I can't even fathom the pain. Can't even fathom the pain. I didn't have any injury to the. I've been hurt in that area before, but mine, strangely enough, was I actually was putting the kids in the van, and there's two of them. Once and,
not a finger. Not a finger.
And it wasn't a finger, Kelly. It was a thumb. I had the sliding door, Laura, and I slid it, and all of a sudden I heard it go ka-chunk. And it was closed, and my thumb, below the knuckle, was in it. And that's what it did. And it didn't break my thumb. How was that even a thing? Didn't even break my thumb. But I thought, oh, my God, it's going to fall off. My thumb's going to fall off. And the other one also involves my thumb, where I dropped something really heavy on my thumbnail, and it popped up like the hood of a car.
Yeah, Jesus. That's rough.
That was brutal. So
hernias hurt. I mean, the surgery actually hurt worse than the actual hernia.
Mm-hmm. I've never had a hernia.
I had three. One was large and two little ones.
And they popped through the
pregnancy
wall.
Pregnancy related or what?
Yeah, Dylan caused the hernias. But it was the surgery. The surgery went after that. It was fine. It was the taking all the pain medication.
Yeah.
Remember, got me so constipated that my belly blew up.
Right.
That they had... remember, it looked like I was pregnant and it ended up giving me stretch marks because my belly got so...
I don't remember that. I remember that you were experiencing it, but I don't remember looking at you going, oh my God, she looks pregnant again. And I certainly don't remember you giving you stretch marks. She will tell you.
She went from having a innie to an outie.
Oh, it was crazy. And it wasn't even like, I was like, the hernias are gone. And then, whoa, after a week and a half of not going, I felt like Kelly. And
See, Laura, the thing about Laura, when you ask her anything biological, there is no stopping that train once it has left the station.
I'm not really embarrassed. It happens.
So let me ask you this. A hernia in general breaks through
your intestines.
It could be break through your intestines. It could break through the diaphragm wall and pop through it.
Yeah. So I had umbilical ones. So they were all around my belly button.
Okay.
All and once the problem with the hernia is once they pop out.
Yeah.
Yep. They tend to do it again.
For a couple, maybe 3 years, I was able to pop it back in easily.
All right.
One day, after you guys
still
left.
Still going, yeah.
We were sitting here. You guys were all gone. I'm doing some work, and it was out. No. So I went to go push it back in. It wouldn't go back in. And I'm like, uh-oh. And I kept trying, and it took like an hour for me to get it back in the hole. And that's when I went to the doctor and said.
Does it hurt when you push it in?
Well, it used to not, but I had done it so many times. What happens is if it has like a tourniquet around it, then it could get infected because it's out.
Right.
So
that
was the...
All right.
So after that.
I've actually heard enough. I can't imagine the pain.
It was painful.
But she will just continue to get biological and you will get grossed out. That's a lot, man. All right. Well, anyway.
Pato was fun when he was here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, they're in now. I believe they're in, right? Into the... are you watching this? Do you have it on your screen?
Oh, yes. Yep.
They are in Blue Origin. We are monitoring. This is live. It's not when you're hearing it, but when you're hearing this. But this is a little after 10 in the morning, and they're a little bit behind schedule.
Yeah.
They were supposed to...
they always are, aren't they?
He probably stayed in his trailer and said, I'm not coming out.
Yeah.
I'm not coming out until I get my tea and my fuzzy slippers. I need my fuzzy slippers. We are not going to be able to cover this live in this particular
segment. No, we're not, because it's got another like almost 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's got at least 20 more minutes to go.
We can come back.
So,
you can.
Yeah, right. You can come back.
I am watching it.
I am hitting the road today. Is there anything that we didn't cover during the course of the show? I'm excited. I'll be honest with you. I'm excited for David Spade. And I hope he's... have we had him on?
Yeah, I think we have.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
For Grown Ups 2 or whatever, one of them.
Okay. I hope so.
I really like that Misty whatever, the other Misty.
I'm always afraid he's going to be... I'm always afraid you're going to get snarky Dave, which I don't know if that's his real personality or if he's just that good at playing it. Because sometimes I think you can't be that good at playing it without being it.
Wasn't he in a Larry Sanders episode or something doing the snarky character, I thought?
Yeah, well, he might have been. His whole Saturday Night Live, that's how he became famous is, you know, he was the snarky guy.
Oh, he was telling people when they get off the plane.
Right.
He did a character.
Right, Yeah. Bye, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. So, I was watching a news story. Have you seen the new Dave Chappelle special on Netflix?
No.
The one that's causing all the controversy? You know, the trans... He made some comments that were kind of transphobic, and he doesn't buy into it. And he doesn't have to buy into it. And so these people are all screaming, you know, people, both trans and non-trans, people are screaming about it. They've been begging Netflix to take it off. They want it canceled. They want it pulled. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, look, I can disagree with what he was saying. And you know what I do when I disagree with something? I don't watch it. I just don't watch it.
And he's a comedian. How do you really know what he feels like?
And so they actually went to a meeting of the Netflix president, people that were angry, and he said, it is simply too big to pull off. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. You know, the guy's a comedian. He's making jokes. You don't have to agree with it, you know? Andrew Dice Clay, by the way, would never exist. He would never exist in today's stuff, because that stuff doesn't fly.
Who's the woman that we always had on that after a while, sometimes I think we had her on after the show because we were afraid what she was going to say during?
Oh,
Lisa
Lampanelli. Lisa Lampanelli.
What's she been doing?
She made her career.
She's happily married. She's happily married, and she's lost a lot of weight and stuff like that. But with Dave Chappelle, I mean, look, you don't have to agree with everything he says. He's a comic genius. He's our generation's comic genius. Yes, he does speak to social issues, you know, and basically he was saying he believes in two genders, and that, you know, other people don't feel the same way, which is fine. I get it. But if I didn't like it or if I disagree with it, I just wouldn't watch it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's the controller of their own, you know, their own thing. Don't watch it.
I do sometimes. I say it. I don't like the Kardashians.
Yeah, so you don't watch it.
So I don't watch it.
But their argument is that they, you know, that thinking gets out there, and then it less people are less likely to evolve and see their point of view if they keep hearing things like that. And I understand that as well. So I just think I love Dave Chappelle. I watch him, and I haven't seen that special yet, but I love Dave Chappelle.
You can laugh at a guy and not believe everything he believes.
Oh my God!
Come on now, people.
You know.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
All right. Well, there you go. There's that. Oh, here it is. Concussions make women less fertile, Laura. That was fertile. It's not that you die early. It's just that you'd be less fertile.
Oh, good.
Maybe that explained some things.
I don't know. Yeah. So there you go.
Wow.
Let me ask you this. Would you pay $45 for a gumball in an airport? If inside the gumball. Remember the gumball machines where you go and you'd get like a prize instead of a piece of gum?
Well, what the hell's going to be in there?
Airline tickets.
Ooh.
But you don't know where they're going to be.
You don't know which one, right?
$45. An airline in Japan is using gumball machines to sell mystery plane tickets on the cheap. Vending machines sell mystery plane tickets for much cheaper than they normally would be. Each machine filled with like capsules, like I was talking about, with a code inside the plane in a plane ticket that only costs $45. But there's no way to know where you're going.
Okay, so you're getting a ticket to somewhere. You're guaranteed to get a ticket.
Yeah, but you don't get to choose.
And you got to buy a hotel and all that stuff. It could be a very expensive place.
Each machine has a list of a dozen different cities in Japan you'll potentially fly to. So it's only domestic flights.
Ah,
I'd do that, man.
Yeah.
You just go down there and you say, "Yeah, let's go. We're going today." But I would have thought with all the restrictions and stuff like that, and security, that you couldn't just do that.
Same country.
Yeah. All right. Anything else here today? What are you doing later today, Scott? I'm headed north, by the way. I'm going up into the White Mountains.
I don't think you have to go that far now because I saw a lot of foliage.
I'm going to the White Mountains. I have a specific place I'm going to.
You can just go.
Well, no, I'm saying, but the foliage is already making its way to Concord. Yeah.
I know.
You don't have to go to the White Mountains, buddy.
Thank you, Kelly. I am going.
There's
going to
be no more leaves.
I'm going to the White Mountains. And not only that, I'm going to Vermont tomorrow. So,
you come back, you should go to the White Mountains, stay overnight, take the kit.
A little bit of driving, man. That's all it is. People go like, you're driving 2 hours?
Yeah, but it's 4 hours, really, right?
Yeah. But I get like 3 hours of doing some cool stuff in the middle of it. I don't mind 2 hours.
I don't mind the 2 hours.
I don't even,
3 hours up, 3 hours back, 6 hours. I did that a couple weeks ago.
Don't even bat an eye. What are you doing later today, Scott?
It's Nora today, so I'll be hanging out with Nora.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, what are you doing?
I hung out with Chloe last night. Today is running day, and Mom and I are going to have some dinner tonight.
All right. That's nice. Yeah. Excellent. Laura?
Today's Aldi day, so I'll be going to Aldi.
Oh, I'm shopping too.
Yeah. Feel free to get some of those cashews, flavored cashews.
Which flavor would you like?
Oh, I love the dill ones.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
I will say, I didn't share these because there was only one bag left. Snickerdoodle flavor almonds. They're so good and sweet. So what kind did you say? I'm sorry.
Dill? I don't care.
That was the seasonal. It's gone.
I don't care. Any kind.
Salt
Kelly
and pepper,
didn't like the last kind you bought.
Southwest.
There.
That's all right.
Yeah, so we covered everything there. And also tomorrow, three-time bull riding champion, world champion, by the way, Silvano Alves. I have to just choose which night I'm going this week to go to bull riding. I really want to go. Mm-hmm. I watched it the other night. It was on TV. Dude, it's terrifying and exciting at the same time. It's the only sporting event that lasts 8 seconds. Other than Kelly's sexual Olympics. I had to. Because if I didn't, you guys were going to use that on me. And you would have laughed if Roadkill said it. You know?
Yeah. Mm. My buddy over here, two pumps and a squirt.
Yeah, all right, there it is right there. So as we Godspeed, William Shatner. That's what I will say. Okay? We must leave you now. But
taking away the biggest part of me.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Yeah. Until you leave me now. If you leave me now. All right, that's Chicago song. All right, we will see you tomorrow. Sorry, truncated today. 24/7. But enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll see you tomorrow. And don't pinch your nuts on anything.
Yes.
And we learned that today.
Yes.
Tuck your nuts, people. Tuck your nuts.
Good luck, Bill.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.